Good afternoon, and thank you for joining our program today. Please turn to the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. And let us start reading in verse 22. Actually, let's start in verse 1. There was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man, and one that feared God with all his house, which gave him alms to people and prayed to God alway. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa, and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. And when the angel spake unto Cornelius, was departed. He called two of his household servants, and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually. And when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. Verse 22, and they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and one of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee into his house, and to hear the words of thee. Verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, Of a truth, I perceive that God is not respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. The word I say you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree. Him God raised up the third day and shewed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remissions of sins. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please, we pray that you bless this message on our program today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In this passage of scripture here, we see Cornelius warned by God to speak with Peter about salvation. Cornelius was a Roman centurion at Caesarea who would have been under Pontius Pilate's authority until AD 36, and who was in command of approximately 100 men. He is mentioned only in Acts 10, but he is important because he was the first known Gentile to be saved. He gave alms and prayed to the Lord, and God heard him and warned him to speak with Peter. May I ask, why did God warn Cornelius to speak with Peter about salvation? You see, the thing is, prior to meeting Peter, Cornelius wasn't saved. And that's my question for you today, beloved. What saved Cornelius? What saved Cornelius? For my first point that I bring to your attention is, does alms save? Does alms save? It says in verse 2, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to people and prayed to God alway. Giving of alms is not mentioned as a prerequisite of what is required to be saved. Consider these biblical truths. Man is not good enough to get saved due to their inherited curse from Adam. In Romans chapter 5 verse 12 it says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Cornelius, noble righteousness did not save him. His alms didn't save him. It says in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Cornelius was a righteous man. Cornelius was a noble man. He gave to alms. But according to Titus chapter 3, verse 5, we do not get saved by works of righteousness. Therefore, we can say that Cornelius, based on this verse, was not saved up until this point. In Isaiah chapter 64, 6, we'll read one phrase out of this verse. And I highly suggest that when you have the time to read this verse. But we are all as an unclean thing. All means everyone. And all our righteousness are as filthy rags. The alms that Cornelius gave did not save him, according to scripture. Therefore, he did not get saved. Therefore, he did not get saved by his righteous works. Point number two, warned of God to hear the word. Warned of God to hear the word. In Acts chapter 10, verse 22, it says, and they said, Cornelius the centurion, a just man, and one that feareth God, and of good report among all the nation of the Jews, was warned from God by an holy angel to send for thee, that's referring to Peter, into his house, and to hear words of thee. These were the men that Cornelius sent to Peter. And that is what these men told Peter, that God warned Cornelius that he should speak with Peter. Had the works of Cornelius been enough, why did God warn Cornelius to hear the word from Peter? The fact is, beloved, Cornelius had to hear the gospel message of Jesus Christ so that he could know how to get saved. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When Cornelius heard the word of God from Peter, he believed and accepted Jesus Christ. The Bible says, to him giveth all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall have remission of sins. And you can see that in Acts chapter 10, verse 43. As you know, remission of sins means payback. The wages for your sin is death. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. After that old Cornelius heard the word of God, the gospel message, he received the Holy Ghost, which is what happens during salvation. My question to you is, what saved Cornelius? in Acts chapter 10. If you believe that he was saved prior to meeting Peter, then you're mistaken. Because as I said before, Acts 22 says, Cornelius was warned of God to speak with Peter about salvation. After Cornelius heard the word of God, he received the Holy Ghost in Acts 10:44. It says there, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word. Cornelius didn't get saved because of his works. The Bible says that salvation is through faith. And Cornelius heard the words of God and had faith only in Jesus Christ that he should save him. As I said again, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them all which heard the word. From 34 to 43, Cornelius was given the gospel, and he had faith that Jesus would save him. In Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, for by grace are ye saved. And then it says, through faith. That's believing that only Jesus can save you and take you to heaven when you die. You see, when we come to the realization that we're all sinners and that sin takes us to hell, we need someone to save us. In order for us to be saved, we ought to ask Jesus to save us. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should never perish, but have everlasting life. And in verse 43, it says, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remissions of sins. Cornelius believed in Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith. Cornelius believed, and that not of yourselves. It's not the works that Cornelius did. It wasn't the alms that he did. And that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, and not of works, lest any man should boast. So as you can see, beloved, Cornelius' salvation resided on the fact that he believed on Jesus Christ. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe that he's the only way to heaven? If so, call upon his name and ask Jesus to save you. The Bible says in Romans 10:13, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ask Jesus to come into your heart and save you. Ask Jesus to save you and take you home to heaven when you die. Now, listen. Good works didn't save Cornelius. It was only after he heard the word did Cornelius get saved. If works doesn't save, why does the you can lose your salvation crowd think that works keeps you saved? If you weren't good enough to save yourself, what makes you think that works is necessary to keep you saved? Once you're saved, the Bible does command that you live for God, as it says in Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. For this is your reasonable service. Jesus Christ shed his blood on the cross for your sins. So the least you can do is obey the Lord. You shouldn't continue in sin. The Bible says, shall ye continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. But the reason why God put this message on my heart is to show you that Cornelius' good works didn't get him saved. And for the crowd that thinks you can lose your salvation if you don't continue in good works, I bring your attention to one of the many examples in the Bible where works doesn't save. Only salvation is through believing in Jesus Christ and asking him to save you.